Well, hello and welcome to Thursday Wine and Dine. I started these last August and this is now May. As you will see, it is May because Muscadet May. I only drink Muscadet in May. So let's say that August had, say, 5 weeks and September and October had, say, 9. So this is could be 14, and then we'll add on another 9, that's 23, and then January and February, let's just say 8, so 23 and 8 is 31, and then March, April, May, so March and April, say 9, so it was 31, 40. So we're probably up to, you know, it's quite possible that we're up to about week 42 or something crazy now. And I just, you know, it's absolutely incredible. And what I particularly like about my Thursday Wine and Dine series is that not only is it wine and dine, but it's seasonal, you know. So I'm trying to do this every week and I'm going through the year and literally explaining, you know, why I've paired the wine that I've chosen and why I've chosen the wine that I've chosen with whatever dish it is. So today's dish is really, really delicious. Very simple, but, you know, utter nutrition. Sliced hard-boiled eggs with sliced avocado. There's black olives, orange pepper, cucumber, coriander and rocket, and some peas. There's a lot of grated carrot, and you can add, you know, just as you want, spring onions, cress, whatever you like. That's what I haven't got, cress. I'll go and put some on in a moment. But, you know, it's principally a hard-boiled egg and smoked mackerel salad, and it's absolutely glorious if you like the stuff with walnut oil. But today I've run out, so, well, I am still indoors, but when I say I run out, I mean I've don't have any walnut oil, and so I've popped on some lemon, squeezed lemon juice, which is, you know, excellent with fish, really. So what is all this about Muscadet? Well, Muscadet is made from a grape called melon, and it's probably psychological, but the fruit, the main fruit that you get when you smell and you taste the wine is melon. And one of these Muscadets is giving me a lot of fruit, and everyone's giving me a lot of steel minerality. So let's pour from the Domaine Gadet. This is Leif Waits, 11.5%, 2021, Sèvres et Maine, and it's Surly. So it's left to mellow on the lees of the grapes, the skins. And that gives it its unique taste profile. And the lid, the screw cap on this one, has a beautiful, it's a cream colour, and it has a beautiful rendition of the village with the local church spire. And so here we are. This is the Domaine Gadet. This is a Leif Waits special. I've been drinking this one for quite some years. And it's a very, oh, you know, lemon, pale yellow. Just this, you know, melon concept on the nose. A little bit of custard as well. And it's definitely got some fruit salad about it. There's a touch of nectarine, merest hint of pineapple, the melon concept, and even some avocado. Very, very delightful, and sort of garage herb de Provence, although it's not, of course, from Provence. Muscadet is one of the truly great, timeless Loire wines. Make a special study of the wines of the Loire. There's excellent white, rosé and red. The reds are much lighter bodied, so you've got Pinot Noirs, Gamay, That's your main sort of idea for red. Cabernet Franc is a great speciality. I love a Saumur Cabernet Franc. And then you've got your great Sancerre, both the rosé and the whites, and Silex, you've got Vouvray. The grape Chenin Blanc really originates from the Loire, and they're fantastic at Sauvignon Blanc, and there might be a little bit of Chardonnay in there if you can rustle around, okay? But the Rosé d'Anjou, that's very, very pleasant as well. So see what you can find. There isn't really a red equivalent of Muscadet. So this one, it's got its sort of lemon and very, 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 very slight, tendency towards buttercream, but they're not really creamy wines in the way of a Chardonnay, say, or a white Rhone. What they have is this absolute dryness and this total attention to detail. The Muscadets of today are really a connoisseur product. You'll just either going to really like them, or they're not going to do much for you. But you must try them because remember, Muscadet May. So this is the other one. Now this one's actually from Naked Wines, and it's very comparable. It's a 2021 again. It's 12% this time, and it's called Generations. And again, Sauvignon Emain Sur Lee. It's one of the reasons why I really like it is it's a wine which simply isn't reproduced anywhere else in the world. Everyone wants to make wine that's as good as Chablis. They never do. Everyone wants a Bordeaux blend. But I've yet to see anyone trying to make a Muscadet Sur Lee as is done in the Loire. And so, for that reason, beyond any other, I like to have a Muscadet every year to really celebrate the winemaking art and craft. It's not a wine, this generation's from Naked, it's not a wine that's going to immediately win itself to your soul. It doesn't have a lot of fruit. It has a tiny little, hint of floral notes. But it's basically giving itself away to steel minerality. It could cut you like a knife. It really is, absolutely dry as dry, but very much a foodie wine, and it's going to go absolutely perfectly with this smoked mackerel. Smoked mackerel is a dish which I just love to have with either sort of rice or occasionally spaghetti, or to have it with, a mixed salad blend. And what I really love is trying to pair a wine with it because it's a smoky thing. So, like smoky cheese, how on earth do you find a wine that's going to go with that? And very often, I will go for a fairly simple French wine, but it will also go really, really well with a smoky South African, a pretty brash, fruity Australian, or something much, much drier in the white world like this. It would go absolutely fine with a South African Sauvignon Blanc. So, in many ways, I think of the Loire Valley, which is huge. It's over 300 miles, I think, and very far north as well for winemaking. I almost think of it as the cradle of winemaking because there was so many, really resplendent, fantastic varietals, and the winemaking is at its absolute pinnacle. I mean, you think of Sancerre, it's not a cheap wine, is it? So another fruit that would go really well with this is actually to have in the dish with my salad, to have a little bit of nectarine, pineapple, and melon. So perhaps tomorrow I'll do a fruit salad with it as well. And that's the beauty of opening two wines that are similar. They're almost twins, but actually in the glass, they're very different. This one from Naked, the Generations, is almost grey. But, there's plenty of opportunity to mix it up with lots of different foods over the week.